This is KTOO Public Media's Journal Afternoon, and our next guest is the producer behind 49 Writers Active Voice, Katie Bosler. Welcome to Journal Afternoon.
It's great to be here, Scott.
All right. So Active Voice is a podcast, and you've done 10 episodes now.
Yes.
With 10 different writers, thinkers, artists, right?
Very exciting. Yeah. Just about 2 years ago, I'm on the – this is Katie Bosler, and one of my hats – is I'm on the board of 49 Writers, which is a statewide nonprofit support kind of networking organization for writers. We bring in guest writers for workshops. We have tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, at the downtown library, we'll have our monthly gathering. Anyone is welcome at the small conference room, 6:30. Bring something to read out loud if you want. We'll have some tips on reading your work aloud. But also in this role, I came up with something with the board to do a podcast. And this, we're at a time right now where a lot of us are kind of struggling with the power of storytelling. And so I was really curious about first what Alaskan writers were thinking about these times, in quotes, and how they're responding to it. So that's how it started. I interviewed people like, you know, Hank Lenfer from Gustavus and Kim Hecox and Ernestine Hayes. And then it kind of branched out to also national writers. I attend with other people in town, a writers' conference every year in Skagway called Northwoods Writers Symposium. And the guest writers for that symposium have been guests now on my podcast, Pico Iyer, Susan Orlean, and Pam Houston came to town. So she's on the podcast as well. And the latest podcast, the 10th one, is with a singer-songwriter for the first time. They've all been writers, but this is a singer-songwriter, a young woman named Jackie Venson, who was here last August.
And these are big names. Ernestine Hayes, Susan Orlean, Pico Iyer.
Yes.
I mean, these are award-winning writers and thinkers, and you're sitting down with them for an hour?
Actually, I limit it to just no more than 30 minutes of conversation is the raw interview,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll edit it down to, you know, whatever works. But the shortest one is with Pico Iyer because he only had this much time, 15 minutes, and the longest one is my latest one, Jackie Venson, which is 30 minutes.
All right. And we have cuts from both of those.
Yes.
Should we just get to those to share them with our listeners?
Well, the way we've kind of been doing this, for those of you regular listeners to a Juno Afternoon, is I come on with Scott every so often and kind of give an update on what's happening with the podcast. So the latest two are Susan Orlean, who's a New Yorker writer, essayist, who has a great book out called The Library Book. She's a nonfiction writer. And Jackie Venson, the singer-songwriter.
Okay.
So
who do you want to start with?
Let's start out with Susan Orlean, because I think she is speaking to something that a lot of us are struggling right now, truth versus fiction.
And among other things, this is the author of The Orchid Thief.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, there's that.
And like a staff writer for The New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
Right now we have this situation in this country where the truth is pretty much up for grabs. Everyone could even be their own self-appointed arbiter of what is the truth. How do you deal with that as a writer of nonfiction?
It's a huge issue, and I cringe every time someone asks me how much of my books are true. The idea that there is a gray area of truth versus fiction really troubles me. It seems to me that it would be an understanding that the reader would have, that people would have, that when something is described as fact, that it would be understood that it's fact. And there aren't variations on that. It's a simple, straightforward thing. The way that people consume information now has allowed that to become the idea that something is true versus fictional has become really muddied. Is what you see on Facebook true? Is a book you read true? Is what's in the news true? Well, is it what's on Fox News true? versus CNN. I mean, it's true. Both things are presenting themselves as true. They can't both be true. It was very interesting listening to some of the response to the Mueller investigation and clips being played side by side of his of what he said with what William Barr, the attorney general, said about the same thing. And they can't both be factual. They can't both be true. So what do you do as a writer?
So, you know, she kind of goes into, well, what do you do as a writer? And to find out, listen to the podcast. No, I was really interested in talking to her about this because she's been, you know, a nonfiction writer for The New Yorker and writing these books for 30 years now. And, you know, her work, as she says, grounded in facts. But that is being muddied, as she says, these days, because we seem to be in this weird bubble where it's story versus story. And we could even say we're threatened by not the sword, but the story.
Got it. What's this meant for you as a producer and a writer to create this?
Well, I found it a really meaningful volunteer vocation, if you will. I mean, I've always been, you know, fascinated by people and especially I've always been fascinated by artists and musicians and storytellers and how they choose their words and what they put out there. And I think those of us who tell stories, if you will, professionally or just to make us feel better, and I guess that's the operative phrase, is, you know, usually in telling that story, you learn something about yourself or the situation that you didn't expect. And I think that's what I'm gleaning from this is, hey, how are you dealing with this situation? Oh, my gosh. And so it's everything from, well, it's always been this way and get used to it. And that would be Ernestine Hayes, who would say, welcome to the world. Things have always been not optimal for many human beings. And we're still dealing with these power structures and people who – or forces that may not be as interested in sustaining life as we know it over the long term.
Okay. You also have an interview, your 10th interview with Jackie Vinson. Tell us about Jackie.
Well, Jackie is – she is so refreshing. I mean, most of the people I'd interviewed so far, you know, I also interviewed Annie Bucheever, who wrote, of course, about Elizabeth Paradovich, Fighter in Velvet Gloves, and Andromeda Romano Lax, and Pam Houston, Nancy Lord, Vivian Faith Prescott. Most of the people I'd interviewed were in probably, I'd say, middle-aged. And going on older than middle aged, whereas, you know, Jackie's 29 years old, and she is an artist who is, as artists, musical artists are doing these days, making her way, just touring the country and the world with her Instagram and her guitar and her pedals and her beatbox and, you know, making her beats and ripping on her guitar and writing songs. And she had a really refreshing perspective, kind of like, hey, let's look at the big picture. And it was kind of a, I guess, a more rosy view of it's always been, we've always had problems in our society and in this country. And you got to take the long view.
Let's take a listen.
Left, and I do want to get back to the songs a little bit. Your song Rise Up, now that sounds like something of an anthem as far as positivity.
All Rise, yes.
All Rise, yes. All Rise. Yeah, tell me about that song.
All Rise, that song's about accountability. That song's about you can't keep doing the same stuff and expecting different results. That song is about the definition of insanity. We never seem to learn. Like, what's the common denominator here? We're all on this insane track where we're all like, oh, man, everything's terrible. The doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. It's like, maybe it's not doom and gloom. Maybe it's us. You know?
Really?
Maybe it's the way we think. Maybe it's the way we think about each other. Maybe it's the way we kind of manifest that. Negativity, I feel like negativity is manifested. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just there. I think you have to find it. Mm-hmm. I saw this thing where it's like, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody commented and said, you know, lemons are actually kind of.
So as you could hear, she's saying, look in the mirror and see what you can do. And I found that really refreshing. And, Jackie also says she'd rather be living in this time than her grandmother's time. No question.
Right.
So if you want to hear more of these podcasts, which I know this has sparked your interest, folks, we're very excited that we are now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're based in something called Simplecast. If you just go to 49writers.org, or if you Google Active Voice Writers Respond, or just go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and Google my name or that title, Active Voice Writers Respond, you can listen to any one of these 10 podcasts.
Katie Bosler, thanks for being on Juno Afternoon and sharing Active Voice with us.
And thank you for subscribing to the podcast.
You're welcome. See ya. Here's some Jackie Vinson.